这个时候我们一起的来欢迎我们的梁所浩长老还有我们的师母来讲今天晚上的道。我们一同的站立，我们一起的来邀请梁所浩长老还有师母会为他翻译。 Amen。
大家好，晚上好，我非常感动啊！请坐。Good evening。
大家晚上好。
I thank God for the seven people from the Chinese service who came with us to Philippines mission.
我感谢神为的那个华文部的七个人跟我一起到菲律宾宣教的我的人的事，感谢神。
It is such a wonderful time that we had.
我们有了一个很美好的时间。
Language is never the barrier.
语言永远不是障碍。
Because we were of one heart and one spirit.
因为我们有一心一心一圣灵。
And we have only one goal.
就一神。
And that is to win souls for Jesus Christ.
对不起，一个目的就是为神啊，赢得全啊人的灵魂。
I remember Sister Xiu Ying, is it?
Xiu Jen.
The first few days, she's so scared.
我记得秀娟姐妹她第一天啊很害怕。
When we are praying for the people,
当我们在为那些人祷告的时候
，she's always taking the phone to take photographs.
永远是站在那边想要拍照的那个。
On the third day, I took away her camera.
第三天我把她的那个手机拿掉。
Go and pray for the sick.
跟她讲说，你去为那些病人祷告。
And she did.
她做了。
And some people got healed.
然后有些人被医治。
Then after that, on the fourth day, she wait for people to come and pray.
然后第四天她就在等人家来给她祷告。
Let me tell you.This mission or any mission will take you out of your comfort zone.
让我告诉你，任何的一个宣教都能够把你从那个你舒适圈拿出来。
Whatever you want to learn and you're willing to step out, God will meet you at your point of faith.
只要你肯学习，只要你愿意有那个愿意的心，愿意来学习，上帝就会把你带到那个地方，让遇见你。
So we heard from Sue Jen and Sister Asher.All the wonderful time we had.
所以我们刚才听了秀娟姐妹跟艾诗姐妹他们所分享的，他们在那边真的是一个很好很好的时间。
We work hard. We work hard.
我们努力的工作。
We pray hard.
我们努力的祷告。
And we play hard.
然后我们开心的玩。
And we eat well.
然后我们吃得好。
But I also want to tell you.Many souls were won for Jesus Christ.
但是我要告诉你，我们那边很多人的灵魂都得救了。
And many were healed of their sicknesses.
然后很多人他们都从他们病里面他们得医治。
So the next trip is in July, 16th of July. We are going to Thailand. Who is coming?
下一个宣教就是7月16号，我们要去泰国啊，有谁要跟着来吗？
I still can take a few more. If you are interested, let me know.
还有几个空缺，如果你有兴趣，可以来让我知道。
Just now, Xiu Jen said she went up to the mountain there, and they are like 非洲人。
刚才秀娟姐妹说，他们去到山上的时候，那些人好像非洲人。
我去了这么多次，所以我差不多要非洲了。Okay.Tonight, I just want to share with you a very simple message.
今晚上我要讲一个简单的信息。
And the title of this message is.
信息的标题就叫做。
The danger of sleeping at the Saturday night service.
星期六聚会的时候睡觉的那个危机。
That's why people say I'm serious. I'm not serious.
所以人认为我很严肃，其实我不严肃。
They dare not talk to me. They say I look so fierce.
他们不敢跟我讲话，然后他们说我很凶。
I have a child inside me.
我有一个 孩子的心。
But more importantly, I got the joy of the Lord inside me.
更重要的是，我有神的喜乐在我的里面。
Hallelujah. You can have the same thing.
你也可以有同样的东西。
Don't be anxious. Leave it to God.
不要紧张，不要担心，把它交给神。
So I want to talk about the danger of sleeping in church.
所以今天晚上我要告诉要跟你们分享的就是在教会睡觉的危机。
And this is from Acts chapter 20.
对，使徒行传二十章。
This was the Apostle Paul on his third mission trip.
这是保罗的第三次的宣教。
In total, Paul went on 3 mission trips.
保罗总共做了三次的宣教行程。
To spread the gospel.
就传福音。
And on this third mission trip, the last trip, he knew that he will never go back to Europe again.
而在这第三次的宣教的过程中，他知道说他不会再回去欧洲。
Because after this, he intends to go to Rome and present himself to the emperor.
因为过了这个之后，过了这个行程之后，他已经准备自己去到罗马去见那个罗马的王帝。
And he was even prepared to sacrifice his life.
他也甚至已经预备好了自己要牺牲自己。
So on this third and last mission trip, he wanted to pour out everything that he had in his heart.To the people who come to listen to him.
而在这最后也第三个行程也是最后的行程，他把他所有的东西都要教，都希望把他教导当地的人。
So he came to this place in Troas.
所以他来到这个地方叫。
And he started preaching.
他开始就分享。
And he preached from evening until midnight.
他从傍晚。就一直讲，一直讲，讲到深夜。
And they were on the third floor.
而他们是在三楼。
Then they all must have heard a sound, boom.
他们应该会听到一声 boom 这样的。
Because someone fell asleep and fell down from the third floor.
因为有一个人睡着了，然后从三楼掉了下来。
And he died.
他死了。
And Paul went downstairs to pray for him, and he came back to life.
而保罗下到楼下去为他祷告，然后那个人就复活了。
And Paul went back upstairs and continued the meeting until the next morning.
然后保罗继续的上楼去继续那个聚会，然后直到第二天的早晨。
Pastor Anderle, 我们好久没有 overnight prayer 了。Not easy to have an overnight prayer meeting.
那个守夜祷告，就整晚的祷告，其实不简单。
Because not easy to stay awake.
因为我们很难一直警醒。
But we're going to learn from this some lessons about staying awake in church.
但是我们要来从这里，我们来学习说怎么样在教会里面我们警醒。
So I'm going to ask Sister Jasmine to read from Acts chapter 20.Verse 7 to verse 12.
我们从第七节到读到十二节。七日的第一日，我们聚会掰饼的时候，保罗因为要次日起行，就与他们讲论，只讲到半夜。我们聚会的那座楼上有好些灯烛，有一个少年人名叫尤推古，坐在窗台上困倦沉睡。保罗讲了多时，少年人睡熟了，就从三层楼上掉下去，扶起他来已经死了。保罗下去附在他身上，抱着他说，你们不要发慌，他的灵魂还在身上。保罗又上去掰饼吃了，谈论许久，直到天亮，这才走了。有人把那童子活活的领来，得的安慰不小。
Let's start with verse 7.
我们从第七节开始讲。
This passage can be divided into three parts.
这段信息可以把它分成三段。
First, we have the meeting.
首先，我们有这个聚会。
Secondly, we have the distraction.
第二就是一个骚扰。
And third, we have the miracle.
第三就是我们有一个神迹。
So let's look at the meeting.
开始，我们来先看聚会，这个聚会的情形。
Verse 7, on the first day of the week, we came together to break bread.
七日的头一日，我们聚会掰饼的时候。
Breaking bread, that is to celebrate the Holy Communion.
掰饼就是我们做举行圣餐。
But this is the first time in the Bible that the people came together on the first day of the week.
这是圣经里面记载的第一次人们就是神的百姓在七日的头一日来举行那个圣餐。
Because for the Jews, they always meet on Friday evening until Saturday evening. That is the Sabbath.
因为犹太人他们的七日其实是从他们的守圣日是从星期五到星期六，星期五傍晚到星期六的傍晚。
But the church, they decided that they will meet not on Friday, but on the first day, which is Sunday.
但是教会他们决定说他们的聚会不是在星期五，而是在七日的第一日，就是其实就是星期天。
And because Sunday was the day that Jesus was resurrected.
而星期天其实就是耶稣基督复活的日子。
And so, today you find churches all over the world, they celebrate and they meet on the first day of the week.
所以我们可以看到说，现在全世界所有的教会都是在星期天聚会。
But I know tonight I'm speaking to the Saturday service.
但是今天晚上我是在星期六在我们星期六聚会，所以在这里讲到。
It is okay.
这是 okay 的。
So long as your heart is here.
只要你的心在我们当中。
And Paul spoke to the people, and because he intended to leave the next day and kept on talking until midnight.
因为保罗他跟他们聚会的时候，因为他明天就要起行，所以他就一直跟他们讲到半夜。
And when he goes the next day, he will never come back again.
因为他第二天离开了之后，他就不会再回来。
So he got so much to teach the people.
因为他有好多好多的东西要教导那些人。
Verse 8.
第八节。
There were many lamps in the upstairs room where we were meeting.
我们聚会的那座楼上有好些灯烛。
那This is a very important point in the Bible.
这是一个很重要的点，在圣经里面，这个是很重要的一点。
This was a gathering of church people.
这是教会的会有聚会的地方。
And they were teaching, they were learning the word of God.
他们在学习神的话。
From Paul who was preaching.
保罗在教导他们。
So this was a service.
所以这个是一个聚会。
And the Bible did not put an extra word.
但是圣经没有写任何多余的字。
It could have been written, there were lamps in the upstairs room. It could have been, there were lamps. But why did the Bible say many lamps?
他本来应该可以说那里有灯在楼上的房间，但是在英文他们是说很多盏灯。
Because we are children of the light.
因为我们都是神的神的百姓，我们是光。
We are not children of the darkness.
我们是光明的子女，我们不是黑暗的子女。
And so when we gather, there should be light.
所以当我们一起聚在一起的时候，就有很多的光。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Seated in a window was a young man named Eutychus, who was sinking into deep sleep as Paul talked on and on.
有一个少年人名叫尤推古，坐在窗台上困倦沉睡。保罗讲了多时。
We can accuse this young man. Why? Why are you so lethargic? Why are you sleeping when the preacher is preaching?
我们可以归咎为这个少年人说：为什么你睡觉？为什么在保罗在宣教的时候，在传讲的时候你睡觉
？Maybe he worked the whole day.Maybe he played the whole day. Now he is tired.
可能他整天是工作，或者是玩了整天，所以现在很累。
But the good news is this young man was in church.
但好消息是，这个少年人是在教会里面。
So how many here 25 years old and below?
我们当中有多少人是25岁以下的
？Only one.
那边呢？